والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر لا
أكبر لا
أكبر الله أكبر ولله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم وبحمد الكريم بكرة وعصيلا لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
أكبر
الله أكبر
أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
الله
أكبر
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh. We can just ask the jamaat to form the sufuf, inshallah. We can just food, sit food and fill up the gaps so that we can start the salah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we want to just once again thank the community for the kindness and charitability and benevolence. You probably also that we have installed our air conditioners as we have promised. And we once again want to say shukran. The amanat which I have is that Sheikh Riyad Walls has extended his best salams to each and everyone. And wished you Eid Mubarak, inshaAllah. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all the hujjahs. The hajj, inshaAllah, grant them hajj mabarur and hajj maqbool, inshaAllah. Allah must grant him a safe journey home, inshallah. And at this point, I want to thank Maulana Zakaria Falanda, who has stood in for Sheikh during his absence. He has done a wonderful job, a sterling job, and we want to thank him and pray, inshallah, Allah grant him good health so that he may serve the community for many years to come, inshallah. Shukran, assalamu alaikum. We wish you all, on behalf of the committee, Eid Mubarak, Eid Sa'id. كل عام وانتم بخير ان شاء الله شكرا
الصلاة جامعة الصلاة جامعة الصلاة الجامعة سنة من عيد الأضحى الصلاة لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا استووا اعتدلوا استووا رحمكم الله استووا الصفوف إن تسوية الصفوف من تمام الصلاة الله أكبر. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الله أكبر 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 ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا الله أكبر ما تحرك متحرك وارتج وقصد الحرم من كل فج فأقيمت لله في هذه الأيام مناسك الحج الله أكبر ما نحرت بمنى النحائر وعظمت لله الشعائر وسار إلى بيت الجمرات سائر وطاف بالبيت العتيق زائر الله أكبر الله أكبر إذا ساروا قبل طلوع الشمس إلى منى ورموا جمرة العقبة وقد بلغ المنى وتقربوا إلى الله بالهدايا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان ذي الملك والملكوت سبحان ذي الملك والملكوت سبحان ذي العزة والجبروت سبحان الحي الذي لا يموت سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله القديم وجوده العميم فضله وجوده خالق الأفلاك ومدبرها وبارئ الأشياء ومصورها أحمده حمدا من وفقه فعرفه وأشكره على إدراك ذي الحج ويوم عرفة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله جل وعلا عن المثيل في الذات والصفة وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله نبي أرسله الله بالرحمة والرأفة اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي التقوى والمعرفة وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الناس إنكم في يوم حرماته متضاعفة وبركاته مترادفة يوم الحج الأكبر وشعائر الدين الأزهر تحيون في سنة أبيكم إبراهيم بما تريقونه من الدماء في هذا اليوم العظيم فإنه اليوم الذي ابتلاه الله فيه بذبح إسماعيل وولده وثمرة فؤاده وكبده حيث أمر بذبحه في المنام أمر وحي لا أضغاث أحلام فامتثل أمر رب طائعا وخرج بابنه حيث أمر مسرعا فعند ذلك تعرض له الشيطان وقال يا خليل الرحمن من أجل أضغاث أحلام تذبح ثمرة فؤاده وتخلي النظر من السواد فعرفه الخليل وقال إن صرف عني يا عدو الإنسان أتريد مني مخالفة الرحمن ثم أتى أمه هاجر قائلا: إن إبراهيم يريد أن يذبح ولدك إسماعيل من أجل منام رآه. فقالت: إن كان أمر بذلك فعليه أن يطيع مولاه. ثم أتى إسماعيل فقال: إن أباك يريد ذبحك وأنا أريد نصحك. فقال إسماعيل: إن كان الله بذلك قد أمره فهل لي من قدرة على منع القدرة؟ ورجمه إسماعيل بالحصى رجما، فصار ذلك أصلا لرمي الجمار حتما. وقال تعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى، قال: يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم، لكن بر الرؤوف الرحيم.
اللهم صل وسلم العظيم عن إن وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين البارك وأشرف المبادك سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد فاز المتقون. أما بعد، يا عباد الله، تقربوا إلى الله بالهدايا. يذبح الرجل بيده إن أحسن الذبح كما فعله سيد البشر، وإلا وكل من يذبح عنه وحضر، ولا يجوز بيع الجلد ولا إطاعه أجرة للجزار. وأفضل أن يجعلها ثلاث أقسام إن أراد الجمع بين الأكل والصدقة والهدية من غير إنكار. وليكن الذبح ذابح إذا أراد أن يذبح بسم الله: الله أكبر، اللهم إن هذا منك وإليك فتقبله مني كما تقبلته، أن يتصدق بكلها إلا لقيمات يأكلها، فقد كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل من كبد أضحيته. وأول وقتها إذا مضى قدر ركعتين وخطبتين من طلوع الشمس اليوم الأزهر، فمن ذبح قبل ذلك يعيد الذبح ولا يعذر. وآخر وقتها يومان بعد هذا اليوم عند أبي حنيفة وأحمد ومالك وعند إمام الشافعي إلى آخر أيام التشريك الثلاثة. فافهمه هذه الأحكام بهذا الأسلوب: وعظموا شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب، ومن جاء منكم إلى صلاة عيد من طريق فليرجع حين آخر، فإن ذلك أولى في حقه وأكثر أجرا. جاء في الحديث الشريف عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه ضحى بكبشين أقرنين أملحين، ذبحهما بيده الشريف واضيا على صفاحهما قدمي. وروي أنه لما ذبح الأول قال: بسم الله الله أكبر، اللهم إن هذا عن محمد وآل محمد. ولما ذبح الثاني قال: بسم الله الله أكبر، اللهم إن هذا عمن شهد لي بالبلاغ وشهدت له بالتصديق ولقي الله لا يشرك به شيئا، فلا تحزن أيها الفقير فقد ضحى عنك البشير النذير، وابشر أيها الغني المتقرب إلى الله بالذبائح، فليس في يومك هذا أفضل منها في عملك الصالح. فقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما عمل ابن آدم يوم النحر أفضل من إهراقها دما، وإنها لتأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها، وإن الدمع ليقع عند الله عز وجل بمكان قبل أن يقع على الأرض. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم اجعل بيننا ألفة ومحبة وقرارا، ولا تجعل بيننا نفرة وفتنة وفرارا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والنية والهدي، إنك على كل شيء قدير. واكتب السلامة والصحة والعافية لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج. اللهم ارحم أموات المسلمين، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة، وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم، واحشرهم مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. اللهم انصر ضعفاء المسلمين، اللهم انصر ضعفاء المسلمين أينما كانوا وحيثما كانوا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. My elders in Islam, my brothers, colleagues, our innocent young children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all thanks and praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through His infinite wisdom had made certain days and certain times sacred. And through sanctifying these times and these days, He has given us an opportunity to gain closeness and proximity to Him. So that if we might be losing ourselves to what the dunya has to offer, if we might be finding ourselves preoccupied with that which takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated upon each and every one of us that there are certain times, there are certain days, there are certain moments that is precious to each and every one of us. And despite where we are on the scale of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we gather on this day, we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we remember Him, and above all, we use it as an opportunity to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is only one direction that a believer or that any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves in. It is the direction toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other direction. Even the one who tries to run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not find refuge and he will not find protection, except that only he will end up again by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us orientate ourselves in our lives that whatever we do, whatever we say, and however we interact, we do it in a manner that is moving close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not in a manner that is moving away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, who is the one that makes you or causes you to become happy? Who is the one that causes you to tear? Who is the one that causes you to die? Who is the one that gives you life? Who is the one that creates from a male and a female? From a drop of sperm that is ejected? Who is the one that will recreate you another time? Who is the one that makes you wealthy? Who is the one that grants you contentment? هو أضحك وأبكى. He, Allah, is the one. He causes you to be happy and He causes you to be sad. Huwa amata wa ahya. He is the one who causes causes you to die and who gives you life. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. He is the one who creates pairs from a male and a female. مِن نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى. From a drop of sperm when it is ejected. وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى. And upon him and through him is the new creation, our new creation. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى. And he is the one that he makes people wealthy. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. And he is the one that he gives contentment. There is no one that does this besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is one of the many reasons why we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu wallahu akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this beautiful day. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah and the blessing of Iman and Islam. And in our thankfulness, we pray unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause us to live lives that we live up to this Iman and this Islam. To cause us to live lives that we can be true to Iman and our Islam. To cause us to live lives that when we finally see the end in sight, that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it is going to be something that is imbibed within us, part of our constitution. So that when maut comes and it takes our ruh, that the last words on our lips, the last beats of our heart, the last thoughts on our mind is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that when we are in the qabr and that when we are questioned in our first accountability, that we recognize that there is no fear and there is no need to grieve because we were trying and striving to live lives that is true to La ilaha illallah. Man qala La ilaha illallah, says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says this valuable statement and he means it, that there is no God but Allah, dakhal al-jannah, such a person will enter Jannah. We make dua that we are of those who will enter Jannah through La ilaha illallah. And we make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we are not completely happy just with being of those who have Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, combine with our Iman taqwa, because we want to be of those who are muttaqoon. Because the muttaqoon, they have an even higher and a more special place by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had through immense difficulty with a people that was a very difficult, difficult nation, who had ingrained in them takabbur, arrogance, they had ingrained in them asabiyya, the tribalism, the strong sense of self and nation and tribe. This people who didn't bow to anyone or anything. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to such a people. A people who there were idols all around the Kaaba. A people whom created an idol belt that stretched from Yemen right through almost to Palestine. Such a people steeped in paganism and idolatry. And the only thing that competed with their idolatry was their sense of self and arrogance and conceit. It was to such a people that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, rahmatan, as a mercy. And it is no small feat. In fact, it is one of the miracles of all time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed this individual to be able to conquer the hearts and the minds of these people. Allahu Akbar. And they became the shining stars of this ummah. And how was this achieved? Did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam achieve this alone? He achieved this through receiving wahi min Allah. He achieved this through receiving the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him. And me and you today, we are the recipients. And we are the custodians. And we are the protectors of this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This treasure. that we are unable to enumerate how, just how valuable it is. We are those custodians. It is a miracle, and it is a miracle of all time. And it is in this miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and that he reminds us about his son Ismail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us qasas. He gives us stories, because this is the one of the ways that he teaches us and he makes us understand. Because we are able to relate as fathers. We are able to relate as sons. We are able to relate to struggle. We are able to relate to difficulty. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create this dunya as a paradise for us. He created this dunya as a place of toil, as a place of struggle. But he doesn't only create toil and struggle and leave us to our own devices. He creates toil, he creates struggle, so that he can know which of you are best in action. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which are best of you in returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are the best amongst you in dealing with the problems that comes on his plate? Who are the best of you that when the problems come, that he seeks his assistance by Allah? That he seeks assistance through patience. That he seeks his assistance through salah. That he doesn't lose hope because he knows a believer, la tayasu min ruhillah. That a believer never loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu la yayasu min ruhillah illa alqawmul kafirun. The only people who lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the people that are given to rejection. And we are not that people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us through the trials and the tribulations of the Prophet. Never in the history of humanity had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever allowed a human sacrifice. It has never happened. Never. And it will never happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested his Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He tested his son Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with this command that I saw in a dream, Ya Bunayya, my son, Inni ara fil manami anni adhbahuka. I saw in a dream that I am slaughtering you. It's necessary to say in a dream because of some of the Arabic connotations of Ra'a that we won't go into. But I saw in a dream that I am slaughtering you. And we know Ru'ya al-Anbiya haq. That the dreams of the Anbiya, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's direct inspiration to them. The founders of Makkatul Mukarramah, the builders of the Kaaba, those who taught us the tawaf, whose mother taught us the sa'i, they are now going to teach us sacrifice. They are now going to teach us about ra'yul jimar. They're going to teach us about pelting shaitan. They're going to teach us about hilm, forbearance. They're going to teach us about ultimate patience. They're going to teach us about blind tawakkul, putting your entire faith and trust completely, 100%, not in any of your own abilities, completely 100% in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are going to teach us excellence as human beings. And they're going to do it in a manner that is excellent. Ibrahim speaks to his son. His son, a young boy. And here we should remember, Ya Bunayya, O my son, Inni ara fil manam. I see something in a dream. The thing that I see is that I have to slaughter you. I have to make sacrifice of you. There's another word for slaughter in Arabic. Dhabbaha. That is a bit more of a crude word. Dhabh is more of a word that has the connotation of sacrifice. He said, I see in my dream that I am sacrificing you. What is your opinion? This verse is teaching us something. That communication with your children is of utmost importance, even when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A communication needs to exist between father and son. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us, in the first 7 years of your child's life, you should be the one who is playing with them, who is caring with them, for them. It should be a time of complete joy and enjoyment. You don't make any demands on a four-year-old or a five-year-old. Small, small things you teach them. In the next 7 years, you start to teach them about ethics and morals. You start to teach them between the difference between right and wrong. You start to teach them that human beings have a responsibility towards one another. And they have a responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start to teach them about justice. You start to teach them about fairness. You start to teach them about iman, about taqwa, about sabr. Muru awladakum bis salah inda sab'a. The Prophet said, command your children to perform the salah when they are 7 years old. Wadribuhum alayha inda ashara. And then give them a hiding if they don't do it when they reach the age of 10. In the next 7 years, after 14 years of age, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us, sahibuhum, be a companion to them. Be someone who speaks to them. Teach them what you know. Be a guide to them. Be a friend to them. Be a mentor to them. Be there for them. Just be there. If you can't do anything else, just be present for them. Don't be absent. And we're not talking about parents who are separated. That is another big set of challenges that they have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, because things happen. But if you are in a safe marriage, good marriage, you and your wife together, and you are raising kids, there's absolutely no excuse to be absent as a father. There's no excuse to leave your son to his own devices. There's no excuse for you that he has to get his education through YouTube, through his peers at the university. That is okay for his academics. But when it comes to his morality, when it comes to his sense of being, who he is as a Muslim, who he is in terms of being your son, and you and your family, being obedient to the worship of Allah, you have a huge, huge responsibility. And part of that duty is that you need to speak to them often, and you need to engage, and you need to listen, and you need to be open. Small verse. Ya abati, ya bunayya, inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka, fanzur madha tara. What is your opinion in the matter? What do you think? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't need to ask this. He knew his loyalty is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knew, come what may, that the slaughter or the sacrifice is going to happen. But still he recognized his responsibility and his duty towards his son. He recognized that this is not just something that he can be obedient to Allah and not think of anyone around him. He needs to think of those that he's going to impact on immediately. And the son responds, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. He says, my father, do what you have been commanded. This is extraordinary, and it is difficult for us to understand that how a person, when he had been told that he is a sacrifice, can respond by telling the person who is going to sacrifice him, you do what you have been commanded to do. It is only if you have been reared in the shade of revelation. It is only if you have been reared by that patriarch, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had put through many tests and many trials before he came to this point and this juncture in his life. A son that was born while there was no water. A son whom at his feet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the miracle of Zamzam to spring forth. A son whom had to carry the bricks that was setting the foundation for the Kaaba. A son that along with his father announced the adhan to call people to this place that is barren, that where there is no people, that they have to come. That son sacrificing with his mother, sacrificing with a vision of his father that is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. It is only someone that has been reared in this manner, in close proximity to revelation, in close proximity to a father that when he has the most intimate conversations, he's having that conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The son knows. The son knows that this is extraordinary. We are extraordinary. I have a father whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to. And he says, Ya Abati, O my father, do what you have been commanded. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. You will find me to be insha'Allah. You will find me, insha'Allah. You will find me to be of those who have patience. وَلَا تَكُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. That's the way of the believer. For anything you intend to do, don't say you're going to do anything, إِلَّا أَيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except that you say it is going to happen with the will and with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you say something and you forget, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتْ, and mention your Lord if you forget. Say, Allahu Akbar. Because you said something, you forgot to say it is with the Mashiach of Allah, then you remember, then you say, Allahu Akbar. The slaughter happens. The miracle happens. The miracle is that the knife, despite the pressure, despite the sharpness that is the sharpness of the knife and the pressure that is being applied, the miracle happens that the knife doesn't cut. The knife doesn't cut, and before Ibrahim can exert himself, before he can take his full prowess to try and commit to this act now, he hears, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim, Harful Nida, Ya, in Arabic, it means that call of exclamation to call you to attention. That's why I'm translating it as, Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have made the dream, you have verified that dream. What you have seen in the dream has transpired. قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Ibrahim, what is his response? His response is, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What is the response of Ismail? لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر. That is the response. The response is Allahu Akbar, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than the sharpness of the knife and the pressure that is being applied. We say Allahu Akbar in our salah. When we die, we put the mayit in front of us. There is four takbirs. We put the mayit in front of us and the imam raises his hands along with the rest of the congregation and they say Allahu Akbar. It is a salah of four takbirs. It has no ruku' and it has no sujood. Lest those who are not believers say that the believers are making sujood and ruku' to their dead people. No. Ruku' and sujood is only for that being who raises the heavens without any support. We say Allahu Akbar. Why do we say Allahu Akbar? We say Allahu Akbar because it does not matter who that individual is that is in front of us. It doesn't matter what he had owned. It doesn't matter what his position was. It doesn't matter what he had achieved in life. It doesn't matter if he's a Nobel Prize winner. It doesn't matter if he's a president or a king. It doesn't matter if he's the worst person or if he's the best person that ever walked the planet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who causes to die. And at that moment we remind ourselves, Allahu Akbar min kulli shay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than everything. And that is why we make this talbiyah. That is why we make this takbir, on this day of Eid. We are reminded of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are going to slaughter today, Because it is the day of slaughtering. It is the day of sacrifice. It is the day that we remember that sacrifice. You make the takbir when you are making that sacrifice. And when you make that takbir, then you are reminded. Because it is an opportunity, taqarrub ila Allah. It is not an opportunity for samosas and pies. If it is there, we will eat it. But it is not necessarily an opportunity for samosas and pies. It is an opportunity for you to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy to you. Draw close to me. I give you so many opportunities and ways to draw close to me. If you fail drawing close to me in Ramadan, maybe there will be a next Ramadan. But if there isn't a next Ramadan for you, we don't know. At least you got Eid. Draw close to me bil hadaya. Draw close to me with this sacrifice of slaughtering. Because maybe perhaps you need that reward of the slaughtering. Perhaps you need that change of mind, that frame of mind, that change of being, that change of heart, that the sacrifice is going to bring about in you, that it's going to remind you about. So stand there remembering the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand there remembering that Ibrahim and Ismail had to overcome shaitan. That it wasn't easy, that there was another player. And remember, there will always be this player. This player never disappears. He is always there. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. He is there. Him, his tribe. And they are watching you from avenues that you don't know. And they are looking and they are seeking and they are studying through which door of deception do we deceive this one. They had enough practice since the beginning of creation to know that every human being is different. And every human being requires a different door of deception. Everyone is not the same. Some fall through drugs. Some fall through gambling. Some fall through zina. Some fall through disobedience to parents. Some fall through their arrogance. Some fall through their wealth. Some fall through their knowledge. Others even fall as they are trying to gain knowledge of the deen of Islam and come close to Allah. They fall. Shaitan, he uses each and every device in the book and he studies each and every individual differently and he presents you with a set of circumstances that is challenging to you. That is, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. This is the other lesson of this day. It is the ability of the person with iman to overcome shaitan. Today we celebrate that ability. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us weak and made shaitan powerful. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the potential to overcome shaitan. He gave us the potential to close the door for shaitan, the doors of deception. If you just do what you need to do, just follow what you need to follow. It is not complicated. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance will come. We are reminded this day, and I'm closing. We are reminded this day also about the response of those of that son that I mentioned in the khutbah on Friday. Of that son that when his father called him to that which is good and called him to life, his response was different. When his father said, Ya Bunayya, Irkam Ma'ana. When his father said to him, Oh my son, get on board with us. Get on board with Iman. Get on board with belief. Get on board with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get on board with humility. Humility doesn't mean weakness. Don't equate humility with weakness. When we say and when we ask the young man to become humble, we don't mean that you must become weak. We know that you have strength. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endowed you with various types of prowess. We know that. We are asking you to be humble in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you. Because it is only through humility and the door of humility that you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's telling his son, Irkam ma'ana, come aboard with us. You don't know everything, my son. There are certain things that I, as your father, Nuh, is telling his son, know that you don't know. And one of the things is with pertaining to the unseen. You are still too attached to this world. You still think that this world is going to last forever. Your youth deceives you. You look into the mirror and looking back at you is a man that is strong, healthy, full of vitality, that is going to live forever. It is a deception. Ask your grandfather, who is preparing himself for his qabr. Ask him. And if he is not around, then let him be a sign unto you. Ask your father, who is becoming gray, who had the best of his days. He was the man. He's realizing now that this dunya doesn't last forever and that he has to make preparation. Why do you want to wait when your father is calling you? When your mother is calling you? When Nabi Ibrahim is calling you? When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you? When you have the Quran, the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is calling you? Why do you want to deny yourself the opportunity to become a mu'min, to become a muttaqi, and to get the ultimate reward? Are you really intelligent? Well, the intelligent person who is the one who recognizes that if he can invest now and he can reap great rewards, then that is a wise investment. And this is the proposition of deen. The proposition of deen is you plant now, you work now, you till the soil now in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching you, and you will definitely reap the reward in the year after. And the Muslim worldview is not a pessimistic one. We don't go through this life thinking just about death, death, death. No, it is not a pessimistic one. We live our lives here on this dunya with optimism. But more than optimism, we live our lives with obedience. We live our lives, yes, thinking about the next generation and what we need to do to plant the seeds so that our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, so that they can inherit a land that is worthy of our sacrifice and our struggle and our death. But we also remember that our final return and their final return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will end off by imploring and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must change the conditions in this country. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must change the condition of the hearts of the people of this country. We live in one of the most beautiful countries in the world. But all of us, as we are sitting here in this masjid, we are not normal anymore. We are all suffering some type of trauma. We are suffering a trauma that we live in a country that requires you to think about violence, death, rape, murder, home invasions. We live in a country that is absolutely not safe. We live in a country with inequality, unimaginable inequality. One individual drives a car. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you got wealth, wealth isn't a problem. I'm talking about the inequality. One individual is driving a car of $500,000. The other one is trying to put up a shack of 5,000 so that he has a roof over his head. This is the country that we live in. And it is not a country that doesn't have wealth. It is not a country that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't send rain. He is withholding the rain to teach us something. It's not a country that doesn't have mineral resources. We live in a country that is very, very rich. But it is the way that those resources are managed. It is the way that people are interacting with It is the greed of people. It is the corruption of people that is resulting that there is this deep, deep-seated inequalities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, let Muslims not be part of this corruption. Let us not give a bribe. Let us not accept a bribe. Let us not buy anything that is illegal or haram. Let us not put our money into haram places. Let us not earn a single cent from anything that is haram, because there is haram all around us, Ya Allah. Don't taint us, don't taint our wealth, don't taint our iman with this that is around us. Make us what we are supposed to be, the shining beacons of hope in this country that is South Africa. Make us that. Make us the nation that when other nations look at us, they ask, what is this community doing? And already we are on the right track, alhamdulillah. We love education because the first of revelation was Iqra. We don't give up on our parents because the Quran says, Anishkur li wa li walidayk. Be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. We don't send our children out into the world to go live in apartments when they're 18 and fend for themselves. No, we keep them under our eye for as long as we can. And we make sure that when we send them out, we send them out and they are able to tackle the difficulties that are going to come to them. This is our community. We are a proud community. We are not a proud community because we are Malay or because we are Indian. It has nothing to do with ethnicity. Our pride is founded in the fact that we strive, that we strive for taqwa, that we fill masajid, that we make ruku', that we make sujood. That is where we find our pride. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That indeed the most noble of you, the best of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is who? Is those who have the most taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the muttaqeen. May Allah protect our communities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our households. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our wealth and our possessions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us assets for the deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have tendencies towards destruction and ruin, that where other people are building bridges so that people can stand together, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove that destruction and ruin from us so that we are not of those who just want to break the bridges. Too many. That's an important dua that we need to make today. And I end off with this dua. Ya Allah, make us of those who build this deen. Make us like the Anbiya. Don't make us of those who break down. Because any fool can break down. Any ignoramus can break down. It doesn't take a genius to take a rock and to break something. But it takes a lot. It takes a lot if you want to intend to build. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us builders. For your families, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me Eid Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the animal that you're going to slaughter, please treat the animal kindly. You're supposed to have been treating the animal kindly already up until now. But remember that it's very important for us. We cannot preach to be the best ummah, but when it comes to the slaughtering, we are butchering the animal. No, it's supposed to be a dhabh. It's supposed to be a slaughter, not a tathbih, not a massacre. If you don't know how to do it, it is sunnah for you to do it yourself with your own hand. But if you don't know how to do it, give it to the imam or give it to the other fellow. You can appoint him on your behalf and you can tell him, please slaughter on my behalf. If you got a bit of confidence and he tells you, hold here, take there, do that, give one stroke and then you do it, inshallah. Then you do it, inshallah. Practice maybe on a pie first, on a samosa or something, so that you don't butcher the animal. With that being said, we'll make dua. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ودخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم بفضلك دعواهم فيها. سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.